Good evening. Today, Governor Evers highlighted a vision for the state that does not align with the reality of the state's financial picture. State spending is at an all-time high. Over this two-year budget cycle, Wisconsin's state government will spend almost $44,000 per income taxpayer. Our K-12 schools are enjoying the highest level of funding in history. Local governments and the school choice program have recently gotten their largest increase in state support ever. The state budget included over $3 billion of investment in healthcare services, including increases for nursing homes, hospitals, and mental health care. We heard from our constituents about the state of Wisconsin's infrastructure, so we invested $360 million in local roads and bridges as part of a $1.5 billion transportation budget. And we used one-time surplus money to pay cash for major projects to avoid costly borrowing. Workforce housing is a recurring issue for Wisconsin's middle class, so we invested $525 million in revolving loan funds to rehabilitate Wisconsin's aging housing stock, revitalize main streets, and incentivize the creation of new workforce housing. Republicans and Democrats worked together to keep the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin for another generation of baseball fans. Wisconsin's priorities are fully funded, and yet the state still is projected to have a $4 billion surplus. That surplus should not be spent to further grow the size of government as the governor suggests, rather create new entitlement programs or even sit in a bank account in Madison earning interest. The surplus should be returned to the hardworking taxpayers who have given the state government more than their money than is necessary. The legislature released a plan today that would cut taxes for the middle class. It would exempt retirement income from state income taxes. It would increase the married couple credit, and it would increase the child and dependent care tax credit. Since he's been reelected, Governor Evers has consistently rebuked the legislature's attempts to cut taxes for the middle class. During budget deliberations, Governor Evers used his veto pen to unilaterally increase taxes on Wisconsinites making $28,000 a year or more. That highlights the core problem with the governor's administration. He consistently says one thing and then does another. After his campaign promise to cut taxes on the middle class, Governor Evers unilaterally raised them. The governor campaigns as a common sense leader of the state, leader of our state, but then he governs as a partisan leader of the Democrat Party of Wisconsin. Democrats see state surpluses as an opportunity to grow government entitlement on the backs of hardworking taxpayers. Legislative Republicans have a different version. We stand for limited government, low taxes, safe communities, and a strong economy. A strong surplus is an opportunity to advance those goals. This spring, the state legislature will continue to compromise where we can, but we won't compromise the principles of Wisconsin, the principles that Wisconsin voters sent us here to uphold. We are working on behalf of you and your family, and you can be confident that with principled leadership, Wisconsin's best days remain ahead.